You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
But
The AMC Theaters in Delray Beach extended it. I noticed it was playing for longer in Delray Beach, so people can see it there.
Can you believe that it outdid the new
Indiana Jones?
I think because it's got the power of the Holy Spirit behind it. It's got the Father's heart. You know, the Father cares about children. He loved children. He always wanted the little children to come and to take care of them.
And suffer not the little children to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of God.
Yes.
But if you touch one of these, better for you never to have been born. Better to have a millstone tied around your neck and you to be thrust into the ocean than to have ever been born.
I
mean, can you imagine dying and facing a living God?
Well, you know, I can't imagine that anybody moving in that kind of raw evil could not have flashes from time to time of facing God and of having to give an account for what they've done in the lives that they've destroyed. And remember, you know, even if a traffic child is rescued, that child is going to be dealing with that the rest of their lives. And so are their families.
Yeah, that's what I want to know is, I mean, I was thinking about this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful little girl. I don't even think she was, I don't know if she was 9 or 10 or whatever, but let's say she was 12. How do you ever get over that and not just hate men forever? How can there be a healing?
We teach traffic children how to do that. The first person they have to forgive is themselves. Wow. They actually draw a tree with us that shows the tree of condemnation with roots of condemnation, self-hatred, unforgiveness, bitterness, all of those things that will destroy a person at the root level. But then we show them how to make a root exchange and exchange those roots for roots of love. And I take them through the process of not only telling them to forgive, but showing them how, teaching them that forgiveness is not a feeling, it's a choice. And that the first person they usually have to forgive is themselves, because children blame themselves for what has happened to them. And so it's a process, but I have watched God show up even in public school settings. And I have watched children get free as they chose forgiveness, as they release themselves and they release the ones who had abused them so horribly. They're the ones that get free.
Is there, are there special psychologists that are trained in this? I'll confess this, which I've never done before, but at 13, just one time there was something that happened with me. Mm-hmm. And it is, I'm in my 70th year. I'm 69, but I'll be 70. And so I'm saying, tell everybody I'm in my 70th year because it feels good. But anyway, so this trauma that I went through at 13, one time, It affected my life. I still think about it 70 years later. I can't imagine if I was sold into slavery and had these evil men doing what they want to do with me. Are there special psychologists or analysts or?
Yes. So I've attended Shared Hope International conferences for many years. And attended many seminars given by, and they're actually therapists. They are, you know, especially for sex traffic victims, for abuse victims, and they work specifically with these victims. Therapy is a very important part of the process of their healing. And I actually worked with a team of 8 therapists to develop my curriculum with ART. So what my curriculum combines is that kind of understanding and trauma-informed knowledge with inner healing and the biblical concepts.
Now, do they share this? Do they have a place where they can safely share? For instance, I'm in a 12-step program, and mm-hmm. they said you're only as sick as your secrets. And for some reason, there's a purging. If I tell you this is what I went through, and you have similar story, you tell me, well, I went through that too, and we're locked in. You know, it's just like when you have a heartbreak when you're younger and you think you're the only person that's ever gone through a heartbreak. And this is why teenagers kill themselves until they find out, oh, I've been on that iceberg too. Oh, you have? Did you feel that coldness within your belly and your, oh yeah. Oh, and then there's suddenly you don't feel ostracized or isolated or, you know, that you're the one of a kind.
In the homes for trafficked girls that I have actually visited, they do have the group therapy sessions set up, and then they have individual therapy. So it costs, let me just give you a little figure here, it costs $1 million to house 4 girls because of the required mental therapy, the therapy that they have to have, as well as the medical attention they have to have, as well as all the wraparound services that they have to have in order to start doing life again and getting like life coping skills. That's why there's so few homes, because of the cost, because the therapy is a huge part of it, but it's very expensive.
Wow.
So we have to have more. We have to do more. And that's one of the visions that's in Florida Faith Alliance, always has been for me. I did a mural 250 feet long and 25 feet high and had all my students out there painting in this mural to raise funds for this cause. But it was to go towards a home for trafficked girls. It just takes a lot of money and a lot of time to raise the money.
So, Lynn, I'd like to ask you a question, if I may. I mean, listening to this exchange, I mean, why not speak with our representative Oberdorf and initiate something where the fines are so great that it would have to go towards the repair of the damage, so to speak. In other words, where the punishment fits the crime, where you're,
that's a great idea.
You're over here talking about, you know, $1 million, $250,000 times 4, you know, for only 4 individuals. I mean, we're talking maximization here. I mean, it seems to me that much the same as let's say someone is dealing drugs or caught with drugs, they're pulled over on the side of the road, the drugs, the car's confiscated. If law enforcement raids a house, the house is confiscated. I mean, listen, it should be all of that and then some. I mean, there is not enough of a deterrent. That's on one side, okay? And then on the other side of this, that's not being spoken of or even addressed, is the similarity between someone who, let's say, is drawn to drugs, okay? Someone who's drawn to sex trafficking, not it's the actual act itself. In other words, there's no talk about the physiological aspect of this and the brain and the neurotransmitters. And, you know, I mean, I don't want to necessarily go down a road because this is a surprise to Rhett over here. But there are reasons why these people are doing what they're doing, and none of it is being talked about.
Right. Well, the root, again, going back to that, and that's a great idea. And by the way, Toby is working on that, and he just got a bill passed that would actually enable the state government to take and confiscate a hotel or a motel that had been used for trafficking purposes. And there was testimony during that entire hearing from victims who had been used as little children, and the staff knew, and they let it go on and on and on and on in their hotels. And so businesses like that should absolutely pay the price.
Accountability.
No question, as well as John's. But that is one step at a time. And remember, Toby's been fighting alone in this for a long time, and he's just now getting some support. And so that is the goal.
Well, now there's support.
And pay.
Now there's support, and we incorporate momentum, because the momentum that has been released over the last couple of days, okay, that wave needs to be ridden as far and as high, as far as it can be, to bring the awareness. And that's one of the reasons why right here, right now, this discussion is taking place. You know, I reached out to Rhett, I reached out to Lynn and said, you know, again, I mean, the Lord, divine appointment here. So.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I wanted to talk about divine appointment. You know, the movie, The Jesus Revolution, that just came out. Remember, that was a big movie a few months ago. Jesus Revolution. You know, that movie was made like 7 years ago. It was in the making and stuff, and only released 7 years later. And the timing was perfect for what was going on in Kentucky with the movement of the Holy Spirit. And see, I want you, most people may not look, but if you look for God's hand in things, just like you said, Michael, that this July 4th, Independence Day, after 5 years of being withheld and held back, it's finally released, and it just so happens to get released on Independence Day. And the name of the movie is The Sound of Freedom. And what I like about this is I think you'll find in life, I have found this, I don't mind if God does things that maybe I don't agree with. It's okay. But if I know that his hand is in it, then I totally am in agreement with him. And thy kingdom come, thy will be done, not Rhett's will, but thy will.
Amen.
And when I know that happens, and so I've had that happen in my own life. I love the way the 11th hour, something just happened big in my life in the past year. And I mean, he waited till 30 seconds before midnight. And if I told you, you'd be astounded what it was. I mean, it's just huge. But he waits to the last minute. I told him, I said, if you want to do this, it's okay. But I want to know that you're in it. I've got to know you're in it. If Amen. You're in it, I'm in 110%. I'm Amen. Total. And he did it in a way that just astounds me. The same thing with this. If we look and have spiritual eyes, the fact that this was released on the stage, I didn't put two and two together until you said that, because I know about the other movie. But I think that this was released on Independence Day, and the name of the movie is The Sound of Freedom. I also want to suggest this. There is another side, and maybe this is the Lord. I don't know. But, you know, it's not only these children that are in bondage. It is these evildoers are also in bondage. Imagine if you could send out 10 prophets all dressed in white robes, and they were sent out into America one day. And so the government agreed, okay, we'll give one day for people to come out of the woods, confess what they have done, find freedom and forgiveness, because they're all caught up in this. And if there's good God's goodness in everybody hidden, there's got to be somebody going, I want out of this. They can't get out because this is how they're putting cereal for breakfast in the morning. This is how they're paying their car payments. They're stuck in this thing. They've been sucked in by demonic forces. They have, you know, just like this guy that got out of the cartel. Can you imagine if we could somehow reach these people? How many would come out if they could hear this broadcast right now and say, look, we're going to give you one day. What was it? The people that ran away during the Vietnam War, they were given a day or something. Remember, everybody could come back and say, or maybe it was, I forget, it was a day of amnesty, you know? And I think this would be pleasing to the Lord, because the Lord.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day. Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
Hello, friends. This is Paul Wilbur with Integrity Music, and I want to invite you to a very special event. Please join me and my dear friend, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, for an evening of praise and worship and inspiration. Join us with Treasure Coast Christian Alliance Day of Prayer, September 26th, in the Fenn Center, Fort Pierce, Florida. For more information, go to tccalliance.com. I will stand with Israel.
Tickets are available for a donation of $20 at tccalliance.com or call 772-324-9313.
Good afternoon. There we are. Okay, we're on air live here, just breaking in this afternoon because we have a great event getting ready to happen right here in the Treasure Coast of Florida, and that is we have an I Will Stand with Israel event with Paul Wilbur and Jonathan Kahn. It's going to be right here in Fort Pierce, Florida tomorrow evening, 6 p.m., and if you have not made arrangements to get a ticket to come, we have room for you, so give us a shout. We have many people today, even with the rain, that are contacting us, wanting to be a part of this great event. So you can go to TCC Alliance, TCCAlliance.com, and get all the information you need. It's right now 3:20 this afternoon, and I am hopeful that all of our equipment's going to work and that Paul Wilbur is online with us. Paul, can you hear me?
I can, Jonathan.
All right, very good, very good. Well, you are traveling right now, coming our way, so that that is a big statement of faith on your part that God's going to give us a great evening tomorrow.
I believe so. Jonathan, it's these are difficult times. As I've traveled around the world, rain has many times gone before us, even in desert areas. And when we look through the scriptures, rain is a sign of the prophetic. Rain is an indicator of the provision and the goodness of God. And some will say, well, you know, there's a lot more coming than what we need. He knows what we need. And for Jonathan Kahn and myself and my band and our team to be together, it is such an unusual opportunity. I can count on two fingers the times that we've been able to share a platform together, and it is always an exceptional time. So there's going to be worship that opens the heart. There's going to be prophetic word that speaks into the hearts of people. We're going to be shifting the atmosphere, not only there in Treasure Coast and in Fort Pierce. The whole South Florida area is going to feel the impact of what we are doing, all of us together, as watchmen on the walls. We take our place to declare, to prophesy, but also to activate the saints, because we have all been born and brought to the kingdom for such a time as this.
Well, amen. I am thrilled. I have been ministered to by the Father through your ministry over many years. I actually have a phone call coming in from one of our leaders, so we're going to have to check with this and just see what he's saying, because we're monitoring what the county's saying to us. But Paul, just thinking back when we were in Israel and days of Elijah, I don't know if that was where it was introduced, but I remember that night and how my wife and I, our family, we were just so ministered to. And of course, the Lord has given you many songs. I was looking over the list of a lot of these, and so worship is going to be a part of what we're expecting to take place. And of course, as you said, some prophetic word. And so I'm glad to hear that the rain is not a negative thing to you, that you are aware of the fact that God opens the heavens, and we're looking for that in more than the natural.
Absolutely. He has given us not only authority, but he's given us access. He said, use my name. And so, you know, I'm thinking, Jonathan, about a time we were just about a year and a half ago in the mountains of Costa Rica. We had 5,000 people coming to join us, and the weatherman had prophesied that a hurricane was, we were going to be trying to hold an outside event with 5,000 people in the mountains of Costa Rica, and we were the target of this hurricane. Mm. Well, we all went to prayer, and lo and behold, when we showed up in the mountains, the sky cleared. We didn't even have a drop of rain. The hurricane went off the coast, which was a miracle. The next day, the newspaper said it was a miracle that that hurricane did no damage to the land in Costa Rica. It went out into the ocean. That was not a part of the prediction. So we have faith that when God calls us to do something for the king and the kingdom, that he provides us for whatever we need, and that includes the weather.
Amen. Amen. Again, you're listening to WCNO. We're in Palm City, Florida, and of course, we're reaching out across southern Florida and across into the central part of Florida and up the state. And it's right now 3:25, and we are remembering and lifting in prayer that Father will just put a shield of protection over our state here in Florida. And, of course, we have a great event that is scheduled, has been scheduled now for a few months, and it will be tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock. I believe the doors are going to open about 5 o'clock, and around 5:30, I believe there's some things that are going to start to happen, sort of getting us prepared. But Paul Wilbur is with me on the phone as he is traveling from the north down to our area. And, Paul, why I Will Stand With Israel event? Why? I mean, this was on my heart. I didn't even know you were doing these until I started poking around, and I thought, my, Paul Wilbur's already doing this, and this is you were the person that was on my heart when I was in prayer about it. So why are you doing these? Why is God calling us at this time to stand with Israel?
Well, good question. King David said, God has prepared my hands for war and my fingers for battle.
Mm.
We see in the scriptures that there's a time to war, there's a time for peace. There's a time to plant, and there's a time to harvest. There's a time to for crying, there's a time for rejoicing. We are now in such a time of war. God has called us, again, as watchmen on the walls. He's placed us in particular, and we have jobs to do. And part of those jobs is what we're going to be speaking about, singing about, declaring tomorrow night right there in Fort Pierce. But I've been so stunned, Jonathan, as I know you and many of those who are listening to us right now, at the false narratives, at the out and declared in our quote-unquote premier media, in the news outlets, on social media, taking over the airwaves. And that's why it's so important what you're doing here with the broadcast. But we just came to the place where we said enough is enough, and we have to defeat the lies. I'm working on a new book called The Jews and Fake News. The truth about Israel, anti-Semitism, and global terrorism. And we're going point for point for point on all these false narratives. Not hollering and screaming, but how do you defeat a lie? By declaring the truth in love. And so, just a couple days ago, we were in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Prior to that, we were here in Jacksonville, Florida, and then up in Cleveland, Tennessee. And people are joining us from all over the map because they want to lend their voice to stand up and say, enough is enough. And we are pushing back the darkness with the truth. And that's what this is all about.
Well, amen. Amen. You know, looking at the news and having grown up in a house where Israel was very important and love for Jewish people was very important, and anytime anything was happening to Israel as a land, my father always had us tuned into that. And now, of course, with the national broadcast and all, we're able to almost watch as rockets are being fired. But these are days of war, as you said. How does the body of Christ look at this whole thing of being at war, making war, when we're called to love our enemies? How are we to look at this?
Well, we have a situation that's really clear right now. This isn't one nation against another. This is the spirit of anti-Semitism, of genocide against the Jewish people. It's a Nazi-like spirit. This is good and evil. Good is what God has said about Israel, his Jewish people, the body of Christ, and evil is what the kingdom of darkness, the devil, has declared he's going to do. And so we see in the scriptures, in the book of Ephesians, that we are called to put on the full armor of God. Why would you put on the full armor of God unless you need it for war?
Good point.
And so the weapons of our warfare, though they're not M16s, they're not intercontinental ballistic missiles, they are a praise and prayer which moves mountains. It's the truth and taking over the lie as we preach, as we proclaim, as we do what we're doing right now, speaking the truth on social media through the broadcast and the power of the air. You know, one of the names of the devil is the prince of the power of the air. And this is one area that he is warring so hard for the hearts and minds of men. Otherwise, how do you get hundreds of thousands of people out in the streets carrying pro-terrorist banners and flags, chanting from the river to the sea? Jonathan, most of them don't even know what river and what sea they're talking about.
Right.
And how do you do that? There's a warfare for the minds and the hearts of men, and it's happening in the airwaves. That's another reason that we're doing what we're doing. And so we wage war on three different levels. One, we wage warfare in the heavenlies with our prayer and praise. And that's the stuff that is most effective. A great example of that is Acts chapter 16, where we see Paul and Silas in prison in chains. And instead of complaining, they're singing praises. And what happens? The chains fall off, the doors come open, out they go, the jailer gets saved, and his whole household as well. That's where the power of the Spirit is so powerful. Second Chronicles chapter 20, Jehoshaphat defeats, outnumbered 200-1, three armies against one, and the praises of the people bring such confusion into the enemy's camp, they wind up destroying each other. That's one area that we do warfare. No bullets, no spears, no arrows, but it's powerful. The other area is in the airwaves, again, like we're doing. We take our truth into the arena of the atmosphere, on social media, on podcasting, television, radio, etc. The third area where we're warring is boots on the ground. So that's what we call partnering, and people will have an opportunity to partner with us tomorrow night to do what? As we gather the resources, the Apostle Paul went throughout Asia and Mesopotamia. He gathered offerings for the saints in Jerusalem. We are doing that tomorrow night. And the resources that we gather, we're putting in the hands of the Messianic Jewish pastors, the Arab Christian pastors that we know and have worked with for decades, who love Israel and the Jewish people as well. We put those resources in their hands because they know where the greatest needs are. And so it's the three P's. It's prayer and praise. It's posting and proclamation, and it's partnering. And that's how we as the body of Christ do warfare in three dimensions, and the battle is the Lord's, therefore the victory is ours.
Amen. Amen. That's very clear. That I believe is going to be very helpful for many who are listening today. And again, I want to just remind our family of listeners that tomorrow evening, right here in the Treasure Coast of Florida, Fort Pierce, Florida, at the Finn Center, Jonathan Kahn and Paul Wilbur, and Paul, you might want to talk a bit about your team that's coming with you in just a moment, but Jonathan Kahn and Paul Wilbur, as well as his team, will be right here in Fort Pierce, a one-evening event. It's going to begin at 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock tomorrow evening. It's going to be power-packed, and Paul, what can people expect when they come tomorrow night?
Well, they can expect, Jonathan, not only to be informed, but to be motivated and activated. The way we close these events is with our dear friend, Dr. Raleigh Washington, who headed up the world's largest powerful men's meetings in the history of the world, filled football stadiums for a decade. Dr. Washington and Coach McCartney of the Colorado football team fame partnered up, and an amazing man of God. I won't even tell you how old he is because you won't believe it when you see his former military. He is an amazing spokesperson, a motivator, speaker, a lover of God and the Jewish people. And the way we close will be moving. I want to encourage people, you want to stay to the end.
You're
because
right.
Because we have gifts for you, and it's going to be, it's just, my son Nathan will be speaking briefly. I'll speak. Jonathan Kahn's bringing his latest prophetic message. Dr. Raleigh Washington. It's a night not of information, but of motivation and activation. Our whole hope and desire in this, Jonathan, is that we're raising an to stand against the army of darkness that's looking to take over not only our nation, but the nations of the world.
You can go to Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. That is TCC, just those initials, TCC Alliance, TCCAlliance.com. And, of course, I know the Alliance is on Facebook as well. And you can also put a call into the station. We'll be able to take a call. But you can go to TCC Alliance Treasure Coast. That's for Treasure Coast Christian Alliance, TCCAlliance.com. And get information about the event. The address is there. Tickets are there, available. And as I mentioned earlier, we do have people that are calling in today. They're going online. And I know that we've had a great response from pastors and leaders here across the Treasure Coast. I know that we have people coming maybe from the Miami area, Fort Lauderdale, down in Palm Beach County. We have a number of Messianic rabbis that are going to be coming in, and many from their congregations are coming, as well as the body of Christ is going to be well represented. But as far as I know, we still have a few seats left, and we're looking to pack this facility out. We're going to have a tremendous evening. And again, this is a one evening event tomorrow night, 6 p.m. at the Finn Center in Fort Pierce, Florida. All right. You know, as I'm just thinking about the days we're living in, As a young man growing up here in South Florida, there was a lot of talk of the Cuban Missile Crisis, and a lot of people were digging holes in the ground and creating bomb shelters and doing a lot of things. But in our house, we were looking into Ezekiel, and we were wondering about the end time wars, the battles, and Paul, what do you see on the horizon here from the Word of God? Are we looking at World War III and maybe the conclusion of some things, or what has the Lord put on your heart?
Well, I don't think you have to be a brain surgeon, Jonathan, to see that the nations are aligning.
Yes.
One of the things that we've been declaring for years now is that there is a separation in the heart and mind of God, of the nations. We know that there are sheep nations who follow the voice of a shepherd, and there are goat nations that are driven along from behind, just like goats in the natural. And so the nations are making a decision, and those that are choosing to be sheep nations, what does that look like? One of the definers is that they do what their shepherd does. They love what the shepherd loves. They say what the shepherd says, and so on and so forth. And so one of the key definers that we've been watching for sheep nations are those nations that will move their embassy back into Jerusalem where it belongs, which not only Israel declares to be their capital, but the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob declares to be his capital, his city, the place of his throne, where Jesus, Yeshua, the Messiah, will reign for 1,000 years when he returns and sets his feet down on the Mount of Olives. So far, there's only been two nations that have had the faith to do that. And I am so glad to see that the United States of America was the first. The second was Guatemala, when they were under the leadership of a devoted Christian president. It's looking like Argentina, under a very conservative, I don't know if we would call him a devoted Christian yet, but he is ultra-conservative, and he's turning Argentina upside down and 180 degrees around. He's actually saving that nation. And he's declared that he's moving the embassy from Argentina back to Jerusalem.
Amen.
I'm expecting Costa Rica to follow. I'm expecting other nations very soon to follow suit. And the blessing of the Lord will be so obvious. You know, it was under the leadership of President Donald Trump who had the faith to move that embassy. Now, not everything that he said, I'm not putting up a rubber stamp on everything he says, everything he does, but that was one thing that he did, there were many, that was absolutely a blessing for this nation that has been able to cover of our sins. And so that's one of the signs that we are in the last of the last days, is that the nations are being weighed and measured. And I could go further into that, but for time's sake, I won't. But watch the embassies, those institutions that represent the nations. As they line up with the will of God, you'll see the ones that are going to stand with the Lamb in these last days. And in that great 38-39 final contest, there will be these nations that stand with the Lamb. It's interesting to me, too, Jonathan, by the way, as I'm watching the news very closely, especially out of Israel, many Arab nations are cheering. I know it's hard to believe, but they are cheering on their media for Netanyahu to free them from the tyranny of the terrorists, the ISIS, the Hezbollah, the Hamas, the tyranny of Iran, all of this. It's amazing to see major networks, newspapers, newscasters actually putting pictures of Netanyahu and cheering for his success. So I really believe that in these days, we're also going to be seeing an alignment. Feel free to stop me if I'm just going too far. But
no, you're doing well.
Arab nations. Okay. Arab nations that what we call the Isaiah 19 highway of Assyria and Egypt, both being a third with Israel in the last days. And what is it that causes them to line up? Worship. They will worship together, and there will be a highway we're calling the Isaiah 19 highway. And we're constructing that even as you and I speak, as we meet with, worship with, pray with Arab Christian pastors and brothers and sisters from all over the Middle East who weep over Jerusalem. And we weep with them for the destruction that's happening in their own nations because of the same terrorism that treats them the same as it does Jerusalem. So, yes, we are seeing an alignment of nations. Is Gog and Magog coming tomorrow? No, I don't believe so. But there is an aligning now of nations that will show us who's standing where. And when those lines are drawn, then all those nations will turn against Jerusalem. And it'll signal the return of the Lord. And Matthew 34:37, when Jerusalem says, "Blessed is he who comes, Baruch haba b'shem Adonai," and Yeshua, Jesus, appears in the sky, defeats the enemies, his enemies, and establishes his throne in Jerusalem. Throws the devil in a pit for 1,000 years, reigns and rules from there, and we get 1,000 years of some peace and quiet.
Respite. Yes, for sure. Now, Paul, I'm going to ask you to set up in just a moment your song "Days of Elijah" and give us a little maybe heads up on where that song came from. I know it's well known, and we're going to have people listening, and it's going to grab their attention. But I want to just give a bit of a announcement to many of those who are part of the team to make this event tomorrow evening happen. We have just been notified that the Finn Center is going to open their doors for the this is only for the crews that are working at 12 o'clock. So if you're one of the teams that are going in to set up and you're a part of the preparation team, this is not for attendees. This is for the work crews. They've just notified us that they will be letting us in at 12 tomorrow. And so the good news of that, Paul, is that the Finn Center is preparing. They're getting ready for us to come in. We're going to have a great evening tomorrow. And if you're just tuning in and maybe for the first time are hearing about this, it's not too late to be a part of a great event that's going to be in Fort Pierce, Florida, right here in the Treasure Coast with Paul Wilbur and your ministry team. Paul, you're bringing several with you, as well as Jonathan Kahn, and it's going to the doors will be opening up tomorrow around 5:30. Event begins at 6 o'clock, and you can go online to TCC Alliance, tccalliance.com. Find out more, or you can put a call into the radio station. I have staff here that can take your call. All right, Paul, why don't you just introduce this song? It's well known. Introduce it, and we'll go to a song, and then we'll be right back after you introduce it.
Well, Days of Elijah has become for us a theme song. We introduced it in Jerusalem during the Feast of Tabernacles in 1998 in the Convention Center downtown Jerusalem. It's one of those songs that started out as, I'm not really sure. You know, I kind of lift the curtain a little bit. I wasn't that convinced about the song. It had to be convinced on me. And the more I sang it, you know, back in those days, I was a little embarrassed to sing the line, and though these are days of great trials, of sword, of darkness and sword, to tell you the truth, we were in such a place of prosperity and peace and
right.
whatever, that it was difficult for me to sing those lines. But I said, oh, I know, okay, there's always China, there's always Iran, so some of the folks are in difficult times. But this song caught on like wildfire, and it hasn't stopped since. We do it all the time in Spanish and Portuguese and German. It's translated into how many languages of the world. But it's one of those songs that gets people standing on their chairs. Behold, he comes, riding in the clouds. And we say at the end, even so, come, Lord Jesus, come.
All right, Paul, we're going to go to the song. And then when we come back, we'll just have about 5 minutes. And we'd like for you to maybe address a little bit about the United States. Are we found anywhere in end time prophecy? Let's go to the song.
Right. This is about the great doctor. That's what this is.
Hello, friends. This is Paul Wilbur with Integrity Music, and I want to invite you to a very special event. Please join me and my dear friend Rabbi Jonathan Kahn for an evening of praise and worship and inspiration. Join us with Treasure Coast Christian Alliance Day of Prayer, September 26th, in the Fenn Center, Fort Pierce, Florida. For more information, go to tccalliance.com. I will stand with Israel.
Tickets are available for a donation of $20 at tccalliance.com or call 772-324-9313.
Hey, everybody. This is Jonathan Kahn, the author of The Harbinger, The Return of the Gods, and now The Dragon's Prophecy. Join me with my dear friend, Paul Wilbur, who's going to be doing worship, an evening of praise and inspiration, and I'm going to be giving a prophetic word, and it's going to be at the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance Day of Prayer, September 26th, in the Fenn Center at Fort Pierce, Florida. I'm going to be praying for Israel, I'm going to be praying for America in these prophetic times. For more information, go to tccalliance.com. That's tccalliance.com. I'll see you there. Shalom.
All right, Paul, we're back on air live, and maybe we just have time for a closing prayer because we're kind of running out of time here. If you would just lead us in a moment of prayer, I know that that you're traveling, and we're looking forward to having you with us right here in the Treasure Coast tomorrow evening.
Sure. Well, Father, we give you thanks today.
Thank you, Father.
That your promises are yes and amen. You watch over your word, and you perform it. And you declared way back in the beginning, you said, I will bless those, Abraham, who bless you. I will curse those who curse you. And that promise is still alive today. So, Lord, I thank you for our friends here in South Florida, that they will, by faith, lend their voices and their lives to see their homes, their families, their cities, their churches and congregations to be the blessing that heaven